Right, Sid. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Hello?
Hello, 99, Max.
Oh, hello, Max.
Listen, 99, are you free tonight?
Oh, well, I'm sitting in for Larrabee, but he should be back soon. What did you have in mind?
Oh, I don't know. I thought a few drinks, a little dancing, maybe a late supper.
I'd love that. Shall I pick you up as usual?
Well, it's not exactly that way, 99. You see, there's a buddy of mine in town, and, well, he asked me if I could get him a date, and I thought if you weren't doing anything tonight...
But, Max...
Oh, one more thing, 99. I wonder if you could get a girl for me while you're at it. And nothing special, about 5'2", blonde hair, blue eyes. 99. Who is it?
Gina Matusik. Open the door, please. I must speak to you.
Oh?
Gina Matusik. I must speak to you, Mr. Smart. Please open the door.
Gina Matusik, for heaven's sake. I haven't seen you in a long time.
We've never met, Mr. Smart.
That long, eh? Well, come on over here and sit down. There. Now, what can I do for you?
Chaos has orders to find me and kill me. But I think I've lost them for now.
Well, why in the world would anyone want to kill you?
I've been working for Chaos, but I've got to get away, and I haven't any money. I have some very important information for you, for
$50,000. $50,000? That's a lot of money. Oh, look, you're shaking all over. Why don't you let me get you a drink?
Vodka, please.
Okay. Vodka, eh? Are you sure you're defecting? Who is it?
Max, it's Sid Krim. Open up, it's cold out here.
In a minute, Sid. I'm not dressed. Sid, it's good to see you again. You haven't changed a bit. How long has it been now?
15 years. You forgot? Seoul, Korea, 1952. Don't you remember? We said if we both lived through this, we'd get together again. Huh, pal? Well, we almost didn't make it.
Yeah, that was a tough bar, Sid.
Yeah, remember? Remember this one? Chosan Reservoir? Remember that? Pork Chop Hill? Remember when we had these? Ha! 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 Look out, baby! Incoming mail! Boom!
Hand grenade!
I got it! I got it!
Holy cow! What was that?
Thank you. What do you mean, what grenade? The grenade I just threw out the window.
That grenade, yes. Well, you see, Sid, the State Department is only 6 blocks from here, and they keep getting this building mixed up with it. That's all part of the excitement of living in Washington.
Come off it, Max. You're in some kind of trouble.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm not in any trouble.
I know. Gang wars. You're in the rackets.
I'm not in anything. I'm a greeting card salesman.
Oh, yeah? Greeting card salesman with hand grenades?
Yes, well, I also sell hand grenades. I mean, greeting cards and hand grenades are compatible.
Greeting cards and hand grenades go together?
Yes, well, let's look at it like this, Sid. You see, there's Mother's Day, right? And then there's Christmas. And in between Mother's Day and Christmas, there's hunting week. Well, where are you staying while you're in town, Sid?
Right here, sweetheart. Right here in your place. Yeah. Hey, what's this, the button for the maid?
Don't tell me, sweetheart. You're also in the business of selling fishing equipment.
Look, Sid, you can go up in my bedroom and sleep in my bed. The sofa's a little tricky.
The sofa's a little tricky? What's in the bed? Quicksand? Listen, Max, tell me, what kind of a discharge did you get when you got out of the army?
Honorable, of course. Why?
Nothing. Just a wild hunch. Well, can we get out of the net now?
Oh, the net. Right, right, Sid. Just press the button again.
Well, enough of this stuff. Let's get to the action. Where are the broads?
Broads? Try to read my lips, dummy. Broads, dames. Does the word girl mean anything to you?
Yes. Well, I really haven't had a chance to do anything about the girls. But I'll tell you what. I'll go upstairs and I'll get into my class A's, and then I'll try to arrange something. In the meantime, why don't you have a drink?
Uh-huh. Now you're talking, sweetheart. Now you're talking. Two Poussin painkillers coming right up.
Make mine a scotch and soda, Sid.
All right. That's one Poussin painkiller for the sergeant, and a scotch and soda for the whack. Over hill, over dale, as we hit the dusty trail.
No, Chief, she's wounded. You better call an ambulance. No, I don't know what information she had. She was shot before I could find out.
Well, Chaos thinks you got the information, Max, or they wouldn't have thrown the grenade. Now go over the whole story again. There has to be some clue.
Zapparawa. I might want more.
Hey, Corporal, where are the broads?
I'm a little busy, Sid. Why don't you call them? Look at my address book.
Where is it?
I don't know. It's down there somewhere. Look.
All right.
Let's see now. Shirley, Mary, Francine, Sophie, Barbara, Dorothy. Zelda, Nancy, that's the one. Bingo.
Hey, Corporal, you haven't lost your touch.
Guess that's the last part of the mind that goes.
Hello, Nancy, with the laughing face.
Who's calling, please?
Maxwell Smart here. What are you doing tonight, baby? And let's do it together.
One moment, please. Maestro, Maxwell Smart's calling for your code name Nancy. He wants a date.
So, Smart does have Matusik's book, but he doesn't know what it is.
Well, what should I do?
Let him think you're Nancy.
This is Nancy. What's on your mind, Max?
Listen, honey. I happen to have a friend of mine in town. Good-looking guy. Sid Cramp. And I just thought if you and your girlfriend could come over to our place and we could have a wonderful evening. On second thought, maybe we could go out somewhere.
He wants to go out with me and he needs a date for his friend.
Splendid. Take Zelda along with you. It'll give me a chance to search Smart's apartment for the book.
Okay, Max. And I've got a cute friend named Zelda. We'll meet you in an hour at...
The Pen and Quill.
The Pen and Quill.
Okay, meet you at the Pen and Quill.
Right.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Action City. Oh, this is going to be great.
Right, Chief. Gotcha, Chief.
Come on, Max, let's go.
I'll be with you in a minute, Chief.
Chief? Chief, that's real cute, Max.
What do you call your other shoe? Mini ha-ha? Look, Sid, if you don't mind, I'm talking to somebody. Tell him he just missed Custer's last stand on the stairway. Oh, that. I can explain that, Sid.
Explain? What for?
I was almost blown up by a hand grenade. I was netted like a trout. I was almost shish kebab with this. And I come in here now and I find you having a powwow with your shoe.
I can explain that, Sid. I'm telling you, I can explain that.
There's nothing to explain. You are a dingley.
I'm calling a doctor.
Sid, you gotta give me a chance. I'm telling you, Sid, I can explain this. Sid, wait, I can explain.
There's no explaining. I'm calling the wagon.
Sid, wait!
Well, that's all I can tell you, Sid. I work for the government, and I'm on a secret mission. You believe me, don't you?
I believe you. You read a lot of these spy books, cloak and dagger stuff.
No more than anyone else who works for the government on secret missions. You don't believe me.
I believe you. Listen, Max, do me a favor, huh? When we're out with the girls tonight, don't talk into the shoe. I understand. But they're liable to think you're a little eccentric.
I just got the word from the maestro. He's sure that Smart has the little black book on him. He wants us to get him into the back room.
Oh.
The boys will take care of him in there.
Oh, I hope they don't hurt him. I hate to see people get hurt. Especially men.
That must be them.
Yeah, there they are.
Wait a minute, Sid. Those girls look like chaos.
Yeah, chaos.
You don't understand what I'm talking about. They look like spies.
Sure, they're spies. Maybe one of them will try to kiss me to death and I'll have to sigh for help. Hey, what are you talking about, spies? I found them in your little black book.
What little black book? I don't have a little black book. I got a little red book.
Well, it was black when I found it on the floor and it's black now.
So that's what she was trying to sell me.
Remember, Smart has the book. Now work on him and forget about Krim.
Which is which?
Well, the dopey one with the beady eyes must be Krim.
Hi, Nancy. Hi. Zelda. Well, enough of the small talk. What do you say we go to your place and have a little nightcap, huh?
Relax, honey. We've got all night. Huh. Now tell me, where did you get my number, Max?
I'm Max. He's Sid.
Where did you get our number, Max?
I didn't call you. Sid did.
Where did you get our number, Sid?
Out of the little black book, the one he thinks is red.
All right, Zelda, Nancy, about this little black book. What is it, the Chaos Code?
Don't ask me. I'm new around here.
Don't play dumb with me, sister. I happen to be an expert at that.
Okay. I'll tell you what you want to hear, but in private. Come on into the back room.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The two of you go in the back room. Because Zelda and I got a lot of talking to do, huh, honey? Bye-bye. Hey, you got a humor, Max. Poor boy, he thinks he's a spy.
He is.
And he thinks you two girls are spies, too.
We are.
I'm a spy, too.
Really?
You don't look like one.
All right, Nancy, stop stalling. What's so important about this black book?
Boris?
Attaboy, Max. Don't take no for an answer.
Come on, baby, loosen up.
Nancy and Max are having fun. Hey, why do you get the wild broads and I get the clams?
Not now, Sid. I'm busy.
Max, what are you doing with the gun?
They're all spies, Sid, and I'll shoot the first one that moves.
I know they're all spies, Max. But I'm not a spy. I'm your old sergeant, Sid. You wouldn't shoot me, would you, Corporal?
Of course not, Sergeant.
Good. Sorry, old buddy, but I had to save you from yourself. What started all this?
That book is ours.
Oh. Well, he's got a red one anyway. No hard feelings, okay?
Okay, no hard feelings.
Sid, what happened?
Boy, you started some fight back there. I got you out of a jam.
Boy, you can get in trouble carrying a gun, old buddy. You don't understand. I'm a control agent.
Well, you certainly lost control back there.
The book. The little black book. What happened to the book, Sid?
Max, address books are a dime a dozen.
Don't tell me you gave him the book.
I gave him the book.
I asked you not to tell me that. Wait a minute, Sid. You never forget a number. Do you remember Nancy's?
I got it right up here, pal.
Good. Now, with that number, I'll be able to trace the girls. And when I find the girls, I'll find chaos. And when I find chaos, I'll find that little black book. Right?
Wrong.
Wrong? What do you mean, wrong?
I'm not going to give you that number. You caused those girls enough trouble.
Sid, you have got to give me that number. Our whole national security depends upon it. If I have that number, I may be able to save America from a terrible catastrophe.
Well, good. You save America. I got to get me abroad. I'm so lonely.
All right, Sid. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do it, but you're forcing me into it. I'm going to prove to you that this is important. Hello, Chief. I'm sorry to wake you at this hour. Well, you see, a friend of mine thinks I'm crazy.
Some ride for a dime. Telephone company know about this?
Oh, hi, Max.
Hi, 99. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Sid, this is 99.
Her name is 99?
Very happy to meet you, Sid.
I get it, you old fox.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I don't blame you. If I had something that looked like that, I'd keep her under lock and key.
Is she coming, sister?
Uh-oh. Now we're in for it. Here comes our old man.
Don't be ridiculous. That's the chief. Hi, chief.
This better be important, Max, getting me down here in the middle of the night.
When you see, chief, it's like this. My buddy Sid here came from out of town to visit me, and he found the information that Matusik left in my apartment. It was a little black phone book, so he gave it to a couple of chaos agents because, well, he thought it was just a little black phone book. Now he won't give me Nancy's number because he doesn't believe that I'm a control agent. He thinks I'm crazy. So I had to bring him down here so that you could tell him that I'm a control agent and I'm not crazy. Chief, tell him I'm a control agent and I'm not crazy. Well, would you tell him I'm a control agent?
He's a control agent.
There you are, Sid. You see, I'm a control agent, and so is the chief, and so is 99. Now, do you understand?
I understand. You're all bananas.
I don't think we can convince him, Chief. Why don't you try the hotline?
Hey, that's a great idea, Chief. Try the hotline to the White House.
Not at this time of the morning. Absolutely impossible. I've only got 3 years of retirement.
But, Chief, this is an emergency. If you don't call, I will.
I'll call. Good morning, sir. It is important, sir. Yes, sir, I know I have only 3 years to retirement, but... Well, sir, this friend of Agent Smart's... Sorry, sir. Anyway, his friend has a phone number that could help us crack Chaos wide open, but he won't give us the number because he doesn't believe we're who we are. Yes, sir, you can talk to him. He wants to talk to you.
What is this? Dial a cow? I'll make you feel at home. Move! Hello. Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, sure you are. Yeah, wonderful. And I'm Sydney Bird. Fine, sure. You're who? Mlibbit? Blotchikalite? Blagan. Bless night. Good night.
Well, do you believe us now, Sid?
What are you standing around for? Let's get the barbecue on the road. You, old man, four coffee and Danish. And you, Matt O'Hara, a map and a phone book. And you, dummy, a pencil and a paper. Come on, hurry up. Let's move it, move it. Listen, I gotta tell you guys something. I never met him, but I use his baby powder.
Relax, Sid. Sit down, make yourself comfortable. This won't take long. I'll be back in a couple hours.
What do you mean? I'm going along.
Don't be ridiculous. This kind of a job calls for a man with a cool head, steel nerves, and fantastic reflexes.
Listen, Max, I think you better let me go along.
Smart's in there, all right.
Yes, the maestro was right. He's going after that little black book.
He's gonna have to settle for a little black box. I need him to make this week's quota.
I don't understand you, Sid. I'm a secret agent. I have to go. But what's your angle?
What do you mean, what's my angle? I want to defend my country, too. And you happen to be my buddy. And besides, I happen to know that every secret agent gets all the broads.
You're not going. That's it. Forget it. That's final. You're not going.
Okay. If you don't take me along, I'm going to spill everything I know about control headquarters.
All right. You can go. But no gun. Here.
You're liable to get trigger happy and get your fool head shot off. Oh, great thinking, Max. Great. Without a gun, I'm a sitting duck.
That makes one sitting duck and one dead duck.